for so long.
I can only mask for so long. Oh, my autism's coming out.
Ladies and gentlemen, brought to you
by Paradise Guitars.
Paradise Guitars, 3570 Southwest Troy in the beautiful, beautiful Multnomah Village District.
District.
This is a Bay Melody Podcast.
I'm John, that's Brooks, and a very special group, guest.
I have so many pockets right now.
Oh, boy. It's our highest hanging fruit, Jamie.
Highest hanging fruit.
Oh, yeah. I only see this smile on her when she gets a new piece of clothing that she knows she's really going to put to work.
Yeah.
I'm going to put them. I got some nice Duluth overalls.
Oh, those are Duluth Trading Company?
Yes.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are nice.
Got some reinforced knees.
Oh.
We were comparing reinforced knees.
We were figuring out. I got a nice little tab for my...
For your cheese sticks.
Holes for my cheese sticks.
They're brown little mushrooms. They're brown overalls.
Brown overalls
with little red, white mushrooms.
So the other option, they had solid colors.
Red,
but
white mushrooms.
I feel like if it's something to get dirty in, it doesn't need to be, one solid color.
Yeah.
But the other option was like little gnomes having a little gnome party.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, but like as a 40-year-old woman, do I need to be wearing, it's enough, I'm wearing overalls.
Is this your first pair of overalls?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, you got a black pair.
But this is my first pair of gardening
overalls.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. Do you know the perils of the front pocket when you have
stuff falls
full
out.
Of stuff and you bend over and it all falls
off? So that's why, look at this, John.
Wait, what?
No.
This.
Wow.
That's why it's a zip pocket.
There you go.
A big pocket that goes down and a little pocket right
here. Keep your cookies in there.
Get that close to the microphone. Be quiet. Zip that thing.
Yeah.
That's a high quality zipper.
So, because the whole, at some point you have to use the restroom and you will have to take it off.
Yeah.
Is there a zipper in the crotch?
These are ladies.
Hey.
I know, but some ladies have ones that have the zipper from the butt?
From the stem to the stern?
Yeah, all the way. All the way
from soup to nuts.
No, but it does have a gusset, or I don't even know how you
say
it.
Oh, gusset?
Gusset, yeah. I mean, I should know. I'm the sewist in the group.
Sewist, yeah.
Oh, they got to install like a funnel or something in there.
A built-in Sheely?
It's okay to just take it off. It's
also
right.
That.
It's all right.
Yeah.
There's a lot else going on in the world that you do seem very concerned about this.
No, yeah.
The problem is if you are wearing something over the overalls.
Yes.
Those have to, it has to come off. That's the big.
That's a problem with. Wearing
suspenders.
Suspenders.
That is the big downfall.
Oh,
suspenders.
Yeah. Oh, and it's under your shirt.
Well,
this way I wear them.
I was doing under the shirt to hide my secret shame.
Yeah, I do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Of being a man of size that doesn't want to show his butt crack anymore. And plus I have like this.
Sorry, ladies.
This 5 pound.
Sorry, ladies.
This 5 pound.
Oh, your bear gun thing? What do you
computer.
Call it? What do you
we call
it?
Them a dyad.
Dyad?
A dyad.
Oh, yeah,
it's a driver.
Driver information.
Device. Enter something.
D-I-A-D?
It's called a dyad. It's actually the sixth iteration of the dyad. It's the dyad 6.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dyad marks.
Driver information assisted.
The first device. One. The first one was about the size of a laptop, but then had like the speak and spell buttons on it.
Yeah.
And now we're like all touchscreen.
Oh, yeah.
But, if it rains, which it doesn't rain here often.
Sometimes, yeah.
It stops working.
Oh.
You got to wipe it off.
I thought it was summertime now.
Wipe it.
We had, three gorgeous days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that is when I ordered my overalls.
And we were all like, no more rain ever again. Sunny days.
The flowers all started blooming like pop.
Oh, dude. Yeah, cherry blossoms all appeared up overnight.
And now they're all washed to the ground.
Yeah.
Shmush, shmush, shmush.
But I didn't, so wearing my suspenders under my shirt.
Yeah.
But then
you got to take your shirt
if
off.
If I have to an emergency middle of the day incident where I need to take my pants off, then I got to.
Yeah.
I'm in the bathroom taking off my coat, my shirt, or I can I can undo the suspenders and then.
Mm.
That's a hassle. So now when I'm wearing my suspenders over the shirt. I'm free of the shame.
Good.
That's and good. People call me suspenders guy now.
Really?
Wait, really? Do they?
Yeah, children throw rocks at you?
Is that because you're not wearing a hat? When he always has an accessory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had it's
like Coco Chanel.
Scarf season's over. Mm-hmm. I have my brown knitted scarf. No, straw hat season's back in full effect.
Mm. Oh, okay. Oh, yes, that is. Yeah, what are your different things? He's like one of those little dolls that you can just replace, but it's like a Lego thing.
Are you interested in a beer?
Ew.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you hate beer.
Yeah.
Brooks?
Someone offered, also someone from across the street, we're throwing it up and over.
I got it. Should I get
from
that
across
beer?
From across the street, like, ran over. I don't know if you've seen the guy, like, be on the bike that's like five bikes tall and
No. The double decker?
Yeah.
Or it's more than that.
It's more, it's like there's a few different ones.
Five bikes high would be like
and like a weird pedal bike. Anyway, he ran over and was like, "Hey neighbor," and brought over these two
bottles of wine.
Beer. No,
bottles of like
it's beer.
He's like, "Yeah, my friend's brewery is going under," and I was like, "Cool," but then I'm like, "Well, do you want their shit if it's like
I have one of those custom bikes, but it's five bikes wide.
Oh.
I just have a real wide stance the whole time.
I want a different chair. I hate bike chairs.
Why are they so fucking painful to sit on?
So that it's only comfortable if you're already skinny?
Yeah. What's
but
the deal
with
that?
But I don't think it is actually comfortable for them. They just want their, they just want to be pounded there.
I mean,
I don't know.
I like a good groin pounding as much as the next person.
Yeah.
But it's just actively painful. I was like, I don't have... It's just bone, you know? I don't have any cushion.
And it's scary to fall. I don't like falling.
It's one of those things like any other, like any other religion, like the religion of bike riding, where you have to give a sacrifice to the bike riding gods. So the pain of
having a
9-inch nail shoved in your asshole while you ride. Is like showing
that's
you
part of it.
Your part,
your penance,
like
penance.
But they'll just tell you, "Hey, you just have to get used to it. You just have to get a callus back there. You just have to."
Okay, what? So
what a bone callus,
a bruised callus. You just have to get a cyst growing.
Oh, okay,
back there.
Cool.
See, and that's toxic culture.
And you just,
I started ballet when I was 2.5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the Nutcracker. I saw. Baryshnikov dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the story goes, and I pointed in, and I said, "I want to do that." And then, true to my nature, I did that.
Yeah.
But then when I got in point shoes, it's like a sign of pride if your feet bleed.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
But I have tough feet, and it was like my feet never bled.
Mm.
Like, I would get like whatever, but like, I don't know.
Bringing in fake
but blood. Then like I always felt like I wasn't a true dancer
right
because that's like that crack. Is like the moment that you become a true dancer but just I had thick skin whatever I mean I was glad to not be bleeding I hate having also maybe I mean
you maybe have hooves do you have hooves
what
wait a minute
you a horse
wait, no wouldn't you know by now
I was wondering about how our children both had four legs
you could be a satyr you know like the half the goat bottom
what's that you clip clopping over there
I have all kinds of sound effects happening over here I'm on spring break
I'm feeling
like the weight of my shoulders
that's the best feeling
and I ran into one of my admin on the way out and I just was like we were talking about specific kids and I was like man just rough man
yeah
and I was like you know I'm not gonna be able to get them all credit and she was just like you know they don't need the credit they need someone who cares about them
yeah
and you're doing that
there you
I was
go.
Like cool job done.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make...
That's,
well, you know this.
I do.
Can't make him drink.
Yeah. So, but I can like build all the supports, but you know,
they got to do it.
They can do it or not, but it's spring break. I don't have to worry about it. If there are people petting each other or doing all kinds of... their kids are fucking weird.
Kids
I don't
are
have to worry about
weird.
It. Yeah. And it's just, they always are. It's just the age.
Petting like a weird sub-dom thing, like he's dressed up like a dog?
No, just they're just,
touching bodies.
Touching, yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
all the things hiding each other's book, you know, all the same things. We make them put their phones up so they have to do something, and it's good.
Oh, but, wow. Yeah.
But I'm ready for a break.
Are they all vaping their Juul cigarettes, you know, hiding it in their sleeve?
Yeah, in class.
Not at my school. I know it happens. Mm. Like, I know there's other schools.
I hear these problematic children.
But I don't, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it, but I have like gone into the bathroom, like seen like an empty cart.
Sure.
Like, tucked up above the thing.
Right.
Or like even that I saw like.
Well, the ones you put there. Well, of course.
Because we have. Our school is recently remodeled, and it's all individual use bathrooms.
Oh, that's nice.
So, like, there's no, you don't have to worry about gender, but it just means that they're all gross. Instead of just the boys' bathroom being gross.
How dare you?
And plus, you know, they gotta
probably deal with down
two
on the
kids going in. There's, you know, it's an automatic write up. If there's two people to go in, that's odd. Like, that's a, don't do that.
A friend of mine's kid. High school age kid.
Yeah.
Got caught in the bathroom with a lady. They weren't too happy about it. And they called home too. Ooh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But like, I'm sorry. I mean, I guess because you don't have home.
It depends on how old. Like, if they're both 16. I'd be like, don't call back. I don't care. Like, that's your fucking problem.
You've just been injecting them with that, you know. Birth control every month.
Oh, the Depo-Provera?
In every one of your kids.
Boy, girl, doesn't matter.
You're all getting it.
Woo.
I should get
That's
boys.
Why you get the hot tub up and running. You're like, boys, you need to sit in this hot tub for 3 hours a night.
That's right.
Because is that only like impacted while you're actively doing it, or does it kill them off forever?
No.
It's no. I don't know.
It just just sterilizes what's there already.
Yeah, I think it kills the active crop. But the factory still.
So that's why you got to have family time in the hot tub
every day. I think also normal hot tubs aren't quite hot enough. I think it's got to be.
But Daddy, it's too hot. Sit down.
Sit down.
You think that's what did it? Did the Catholic Church have their say in my hot tub being set at?
Oh, that's why it's controlled.
Max,
is this an appropriate place to say an inappropriate joke that my dad said?
No, go for it,
please. That's all we do.
Hurts in a well.
Shit.
We don't need it. My nephew's staying with him, and he's like, not even, is he two? I think he's two. I think we missed his birthday. And
we were sick.
Cut this out.
Yeah.
You don't know your nephew's birthday?
No, he's two.
How dare
we missed his second birthday.
And who, Smith? No, that's a girl.
Phelps. No. But anyway, she's just getting him dressed, but doing the like holding him with her knees so her hands were free.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, this is the kind of thing they need to teach you in, like, you're about to have a baby class.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, it's all, like, sleep on here and this and that. Not, like, how do you, like, gently restrain them so you can do the basic things that they need done? And I said, you know, and the action was, like, clamping your legs. And my dad said, well, if you knew how to do that,
you wouldn't have with kids. The kid.
Yeah. Anyway, he's
back
feeling
in my day.
Much better from the surgery. This week, I said back in my day way too many times.
Yeah. About what?
Back in my day. Oh, the kids like
Ninja Turtles and back. Stuff.
Also, like, in the curriculum teaching, there's all these examples, but, like, the money's all outdated. Like, it's a pretty new curriculum.
Oh.
But, like, the frozen yogurt, like, oh, it costs $4. And we're like, it doesn't cost $4.
No. They're like, the 99-cent menu at McDonald's. You're like,
no.
What is that?
Yeah. Right.
Back in my day.
All these. There you go. That's how it happens.
Oh, yeah. I love getting old and crotchety.
It hit me. I'm no longer going to buy 4 bean burritos when I go to Taco Bell.
No.
Because
I can't do it, man.
They're $3.19.
What?
Depends on which one you go to. But yeah, they're like $3.
I'm like, no, I'm good.
For $3.
I remember back in my day, they were 69 cents.
Yeah.
Right.
And
see,
four of them was my dad peeling off that third dollar to pay for my dinner.
Your fourth one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bananas. Speaking of back in my day, I went back to my old middle school. My niece had a talent show.
Oh, yeah.
And it was held in the gym at Boring Middle School.
Fun.
And I hadn't walked into that building since I was, what, 12 or 14?
Did it feel a lot smaller?
No. I mean, when I was 14, I was 6 foot tall. This wasn't elementary school. But the gym, identical. They haven't changed anything. Oh. They haven't fucking painted. They haven't updated the signs. There's still the same broken clock.
Oh, like no.
The same gym floor, same even chairs. I was like, shit, these things are ancient. But it was the elementary school. It was a voluntary talent show, which I found surprising, considering some of the kids going up there seemed to be under incredible duress.
Wait, what do you mean it was volunteer?
Like, they just signed up if they wanted to do it. And it was all grades in the elementary school.
Wait, are there other ones?
Mandatory talent show. What's your talent?
No, I thought maybe it was like a class project or something like that, right? Okay, this is part of your social studies curriculum.
Yeah.
No, these kids didn't have to do it. And it was after school, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, a kid went up there and was, I don't know if he was supposed to be singing along. But he was just, like, very poorly lip-syncing. It's like a 3-minute kind of rap song no one had ever heard. And
that's how I do karaoke.
And I was like, you could, yeah, exactly like Brooks is doing. Just mouthing, but not even well. And then just, like, ran off the stage. But they, you know, of course they had audio issues.
Of course. What would a school function be without audio?
I mean, it was too, like, bedraggled teachers who were running the thing, and she said they hadn't done it for years, so I'm sure it's a nightmare to
which is this.
And no, they weren't that old.
Oh,
but they were, you know,
just bedraggled. Oh, they were just teachers.
Same teachers that
just
you had.
Teacher. Just yeah.
No. I did say to my wife, I've been out of school for so long. If I saw somebody, I might not recognize them, just because.
Oh, you know, yeah,
we're all so much older than we were when I
feel like we've talked about this before, but do you ever see someone, immediately recognize them, and then the second that you're looking at them, you're like, how did I even know? Like,
well, your brain knows,
like, somehow your brain knows, but then, like, yeah, you consciously you can't place them, or like, it's harder to see.
Yeah,
that I had a student walk by that I had like,
oh really,
I don't know, shit.
Are you talking like acquaintances or friends?
No, like, so I had a student walk by our house that had been a student of mine, like, and you're 13 just like, years
I recognize you.
Yeah, we just were like,
yeah.
He was like, did you used to teach at Westview? I was like, yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
I had that at the Christmas tree farm. People come back every year. And I'm like, you've been here before, right?
Last year?
Yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah.
But also, at our age,
yeah.
Now it's like you've seen so many people in different contexts. Like, do I know you from college, high school?
Who knows? Right. But anyway.
What was Owen's talent? Or what?
No,
was
no. Your, so this was my niece's.
What was your niece's talent?
She went first, and her and her friend and another kid were doing Hit the Road Jack. They were doing a little choreographed. Yeah, right? So they plug in. They're first to go. The teacher plugs in the iPad, starts playing the song, and it's only, I think it was like the music was in stereo, and it was only playing one channel. So it'd be like you could kind of hear the lady singing.
Oh, no.
And then the guy's like, what you say? That came in loud.
The plug wasn't plugged in all the way or something.
I don't know. Right. So that was kind of a disaster. And of course, she's first and it was, you know, awful. But they muddled through. And to these teachers' credit, they were just pushing these kids through. Right.
All right.
They're like, all right, go. Next one, go. And so almost all of them were terrible. But they're in middle school, right? So they're still sweet and wholesome, and they don't hate the world because they haven't gone through puberty.
Yeah.
And so it was, I don't know, I found it very delightful. I was like, look at these little kids. They're just trying, you know, they don't
give a
shit.
Well, it's the age you don't really see them much. They kind of disappear from society.
Yeah. And so I was kind of charmed by it. There was one kid, I think my favorite. They go, okay, now Tyler's coming up, and he's going to do a wolf voice or wolf noise. Yes. And he goes, oh,
yes.
And then just walks off.
Yes.
I was like, that kid's a king.
My
nice
brother
work.
Used to do an eagle cry.
Kind of thing.
What was it?
And let's see. There was a kid who juggled, who was actually really good at juggling. That was probably the one real talent.
Yeah, it's crazy at talent shows where one person's like, you know, has some extra work. It was like in my middle school, it was arts middle school, but there was this one kid that had been tap dancing since he was like 3.
Oh, okay.
And he came and put on some, was it No Diggity? When No Diggity?
Yeah.
No Doubt.
no diggity, got banged up. And he tap danced to that fucking.
And it was like good.
And like all the kids and all the teachers were like going wild for this,
so good.
For this little 13-year-old kid tap dancing.
Yeah.
Another kid solved a Rubik's Cube.
Real fast. He's like, I almost solved it. He gets point.
So, sorry, to back up, they were any grade, right? So there were okay. real little kids, like first and second graders there. So he was real little, and they're like, okay, you know, he's going to do a speed cube. And I was like, oh, cool. It'll be like 10 seconds. It was probably 3 minutes. But man, hey. He's solving it, right? And you can kind of see the cube. And he would get kind of close, and then he'd have to, like,
fuck it
he
up
would stop, bit. And he'd look at it. And it was actually, like, building a lot of suspense. The whole crowd's like, you know, it's all parents, right? So everyone's right. being very cool.
Yeah.
And we're all like, oh, man, is he going to do it?
Is this it?
Is he going to do it? And he fucking finally gets it. We're like, yeah. Oh, that was pretty exciting.
It's just, like, an organized, hey, mommy, look at me.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, to these kids' credit, right, just going up there and making noise or doing whatever into a microphone.
Right.
It's pretty impressive, right? That's a good experience for sure.
Even just, yeah, walking into a microphone and howling, now you've gotten your voice out
there. And, yeah, you're the sole point of attention of 100 people. That's pretty uncommon. You don't run across that experience very often.
I think with this last wedding I did was the first time I actually felt
you did
the
so
most
good.
Comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At Bobby's wedding. Up until, like, you know, I'm terrible.
At Jay's wedding?
No,
Bobby. Jay's wedding, I was, you know.
You were really nervous.
Shitting your pants the whole time.
I was going to say her name.
Oh, yeah. Her name was
and then I did.
Yeah.
But you have it now. It's locked in. No. You don't even have to think twice about it.
It's Gallardo. But they're like, throw an extra R in there and roll it. And I'm like, I don't know.
But yeah, the last wedding, you seem like a professional, like, and was it because, I mean, you didn't know as many people? No, like Jace had other people in the neighborhood and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, versus like you were like unknown to most. Well, that's not true. That's not true.
Was it because you just different. Like don't give a shit?
Yeah.
That's a big part of it.
Shit,
no. He's really... feeling that, or maybe like experience and practice makes you more comfortable and more.
No, that's probably not it. No,
no,
that's stupid. Why would you think that? That's dumb.
Because I'm a teacher.
Yeah, I remember like in college you had to take a speech class, or a lot of people did, right?
Nope.
And I didn't go to real college.
You know what? I just realized I was never like taught. Like I basically give speeches all day.
Yeah.
I was never taught, like...
Well, you have an aptitude for it, naturally.
They taught you how to, like, gallop.
I cried. And, no, in high school...
And eat apples
in high school,
from
I would
hand
cry
without,
if I stood in front of the class.
Without,
wait, what?
I said they taught you how to gallop and...
eat apples.
Eat apples out of somebody's hand.
Sugar cubes.
Hand without biting their fingers.
For me, part of the Mormon church is... Every once in a while, you have to do a talk during the sermon on Sunday, even when you're little. So growing up, I probably, I don't know, 20, 30
Everybody?
Times. Yeah. They'll just randomly pick people out of the congregation.
Oh.
Do you have to read or what do you do?
They're like, all right, give a talk on, you know, Leviticus, blah, blah, blah. And so you go read and you like make up a little
So
speech.
They're being lazy and making them do their work.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. Got it. Good. Actually, I like it. I like that. I didn't know that.
And so like testing from you. A little, what?
Testing you.
They would test you, I guess. I'm not sure the real reason behind it.
I mean, exactly what you're trying to say and we keep interrupting you is, go on.
Oh, anyway, that was not an uncommon thing for me as a kid to go up in front of a crowd and talk into a microphone. And that's never been anything that bothered me. And then when I would take like a speech class or something similar in school where you have to give a presentation or whatever.
Yeah.
All these other kids or adults in college are like shitting their pants. Like, I can't fucking talk in front of a crowd. I'm like, what? Why? Like, why?
Because it was built into just
how they'd never done it, but I've done it a bunch of times.
So that's pretty cool, though. Like, that is what a gift.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Jesus.
That is a good gift.
Yep. So I can talk into a mic. I don't give a fuck.
I got myself into things because that's what I do. But I realized at our last staff meeting, I was like, oh, I had to be the one to talk into the microphone.
Yeah.
To do the things. And it was like the first time, maybe it's because half the people weren't there. But like, I just was like, nobody really cares.
No.
Like, I'm just going to talk. I'm going to do my best. And I don't know, just because I get nervous too. Like, it's one thing to talk in front. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's different if I'm talking to my peers versus, and like at the beginning of the year, now that I know my classes, it's just like, I mean, you know.
Yeah. I guess I should back up. I did do like a presentation in college, in grad school, about like the science project kind of thing that I was working on.
Yeah,
I was super nervous about that because
we were going to be judged on it.
And there's like super smart people who are going to ask pain in the ass questions.
Yeah.
And
just to like, be a pain in the ass.
And I'm like, I don't know the answers because I'm dumb. So that was nerve wracking just because it was more like an interview. But it wasn't like, oh, go stand up here and bullshit. That's easy.
Right. Like, and their job is to kind of interrogate you and
find out. And they're like, how does this science work? And I'll be like, I don't know. Physics is hard. I'm bad at this.
That's not what I just talked about.
I was like, I talked about this stuff and I read it on Wikipedia.
But that's also like
an hour ago.
The culture of that.
Yeah. That's
right. Like,
it's meant to be, you know, adversarial.
But is that,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
If you, I'm talking to the listeners, everybody.
Okay.
Hey, listeners.
If you have anything to say about talking in public, write an email.
Oh,
What is one of your experiences?
At gmail.com.
What's that email?
It's basementbuddiespod@gmail.com.
Pod?
P-O-D.
Oh, okay.
And, we have an email right here.
Speaking of.
An email?
Speaking of. From Joe.
Joey?
Superfan Joseph.
Oh, hold on. King of the Superfans.
King of the Superfans.
Joey Jojo Shabadoo.
A couple weeks ago, I think we brought up gargoyles. And
I had a question. Yes. Joey, figure it out for me.
Gargoyles.
Remember now. Now, here in Manhattan, a spell is broken, and we live again.
Hell yeah.
Dear Brooks and Grumpy John.
Yeah, sorry.
So much to say. So much to say. So.
We struck a nerve with gargoyles.
There are rumors of a live-action Gargoyles remake.
Yeah, they should make one.
They've been circulating for a while.
Okay.
And are gaining steam in the comic book relaunch. And
new X-Men came back on.
With the comic book relaunch and NECA making some awesome action figures. So we'll see what happens with that.
All right.
For what it's worth, I don't want a live action remake. I just want more badass cartoons.
Yeah.
Get
more Jonathan Frakes voice acting. Joe, you'll get that.
On Avatar, enjoy that.
He'll enjoy that.
Enjoy that, Joe. On Avatar, The Last Airbender, it was coming out when I was 18 or 19, so I never got into it.
Thank you. Yeah, me too.
Now that Akira Toriyama...
I know, he just died.
Akira Toriyama. Hey, I said it right without reading it spelled out phonetically.
The guy who created Dragon Ball
died. He spelled it out phonetically?
Spelled it out phonetically.
That's really kind.
Yeah.
He knows who he's writing to.
Gotta know your audience. Thank you, Joe.
The creator of Dragon Ball died.
He was young. He was like 63 or something.
I'm giving Avatar another try.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have liked it when I was younger, but now that I'm 38, and I think... Happy birthday, Joe. I think his birthday was just the other day.
Oh, maybe. Happy birthday, Joe.
The themes are more relevant to me. A young prince banished by his father
until
he can restore honor. Mm. Two orphans adopting a young messiah. And, that has frozen for 100 years.
Was it it was 100 years.
Maybe that's just me. Yeah, that reminds me a lot of Joe's life.
Yeah.
There are some slapsticky comedy moments.
Slapsticky.
but it still makes me.
Spring break.
But it's still miles ahead of the average kid cartoon in the last 20 years.
What about like Gravity Falls, Adventure Time, Steven Universe? What's that other one? Dude, Gumball, The Amazing World of Gumball. You ever watch that?
Oh.
There's a ton of good kid shows.
Actually, a friend that I work
Bluey?
With.
Bluey? I don't watch Bluey.
Her oldest is like a freshman, and I was saying that Jackson's getting into D&D. She's like, oh, he'd like Adventure Time.
Yeah.
She's like, but they do cuss in there.
They don't cuss in there,
you know,
do they?
I mean, this is like a teacher trying to like, you know, be.
They can't tell that you're teacher. Cool?
No, I think we're getting there.
Okay.
We're getting there.
Cool. Oh.
But I'm just looking around at all the fucks around here. And I'm like, no, our kids are good.
Oh, I did June just... asked me about that.
What'd she ask you about?
She was that word, Oliver? I was like, don't worry about it.
She can read, John. Either you tell her or she's going to Google that shit.
Google it, girl.
All right, I'll swear at her when I get home.
You don't? I thought Tanya swears all the time.
No, we do.
She's a sailor.
A sailor?
She just didn't know how it was spelled. Right?
Well, I think she was just more like, why?
I mean, is she the only one that thinks that, John?
No. She was probably like, it's a little bit cringe. You know, he thinks he's being edgy.
No cap.
Hey, man.
No diggity.
No dog.
Hey, hold on. Hold.
Oh, that's right. Keep going.
Oh. And given the proper notice, if John were to go to Scoopfest 2025, and if it's not around Mother's Day, which is peak season for me.
Oh, right.
I will make it a point to go.
Oh.
Your brother in ice cream and cartoons, Joe Pangrazio, a.k.a. Joe Pank, a.k.a. Macho Scoop Randy Sprinkles, a.k.a. Undisputed King of the Superfans,
that's right.
A.K.A. New York John, A.K.A. I Heart New York John, A.K.A. World Champion, A.K.A. Tonka, A.K.A. Joey Pancreas, A.K.A. Giuseppe Augusta, A.K.A. Big Joe, A.K.A. Unloved Superfan, A.K.A. Your brother in podcasting, A.K.A. This Forgotten Superfan, A.K.A. Pork Chop, a.k.a. Big Sexy.
Big Sexy, we had a pig growing up named Pork Chop. We didn't name him. He was a Vietnamese potbelly pig.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be small, Right. As far as pigs go, yes, he was small, but that does not mean it's a small animal. It was, you know, 300-400 pound. I'm making hand gestures. You know.
Are. Everyone can see.
He's as big as, you know, like a pig.
Hold on. I put
how many footballs is this, Brooks?
It's about the size of a barbecue.
One.
It's about the size of the barbecue.
Yeah, he's like
with a shell. Yeah, a Traeger. He was a little Traeger on the ground.
Oh, there you go. That's a good visual.
And
himself along.
So I have a question.
Yes. Shoot.
And to be clear, audience members, I do not listen to every episode.
No, you shouldn't.
I get to experience it.
Yeah, you get
real
it.
Life.
24/7
live stream.
That's
more
what
farts.
You hear.
Smell-o-vision.
Is the only part that I don't hear, unless I'm here. But does he have all of those names at the end of every time?
He adds one every email.
Everyone. Okay, so Joe, my question is to you: are you retyping? Them out.
He better not be.
Every
he's
time.
He's got a notes pad.
Well, we got a little copy paste happening.
No, he just looks in his inbox or in his sent folder and
do a little copy paste. Yeah. I need an update.
He's got the second. He's got like a list of the next 50 AKAs ready to go.
Ready to go.
Just to add on.
Naturally.
He probably has a little script running, right? And it just adds one on every time. He doesn't have to do it. It's randomly generated by AI.
Yeah, it's
Chat
AI.
GPT does.
Or is that your hobby is writing all those out?
Could be.
It might be a very satisfying
AKAs.
Way. Yeah.
AKAs. Coming up with new ones.
Yeah. And just the act of writing it out, like maybe there's some comfort in typing the same
like
thing over and over again.
Like a meditation.
By your call of action, he now has to come up with another one. So to equal it out, you should probably come up with it yourself. right now. Jamie, what's his next AKA?
Email dude? I don't know.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm not good at that.
We'll have to let you know what he comes up with. He'll do better.
I do that. Numbers.
Me number. Math.
Number. Good. 74.
Oh, there you go.
Also known as 74.
74. Yeah. I like it.
See?
There we go.
Done.
It's email dude.
Email dude.
70. Okay, email dude 72.
No, but you know who the 74. Real. But the real email dude is Andy. Superfan Andy.
What's going on over there, Jamie? Just doing some adjusting.
Just adjusting. I got. How many bra too? But the band might be too tight.
The thing about
it's spring break. Why are you wearing a bra? Fucking spring break. That
you
shit.
You breastfed two children, sir.
Only one.
Yeah.
Okay. Only one of the three.
All right, Andy. What do you have for us?
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Ooh. Oh yeah,
gentlemen. Impossible Bonus guest, Jamie. Gentlemen and Jamie.
It doesn't say that, does it?
No.
No. Yeah, you.
He always does. Put a spot for.
Oh, good.
For a guest.
I took some Irish whiskey, Redbreast, up to the cemetery.
Yum, yum. And
had a toast with Dad.
That's nice.
Usually on the 17th, I get some Guinness and make Black Adders, half Guinness, half hard cider.
Oh. But I'm supposed to do a black and tan.
What's a black and tan?
Isn't that lager and Guinness? Maybe.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, they seem darker.
What about... black and yellow.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
That's piss.
But I forgot to buy both of those things. I elected to make Caucasians instead. So now it's 6:30 on a Sunday and I have a mild buzz.
Oh yeah.
Whee.
Sandy comes home for spring break on Friday.
Yes.
Don't 20-something college students usually go
like
someplace sunny?
Yeah.
No, they're exhausted from working hard.
And beachy for breaks?
No money.
Not complaining, though. She turns 21 the day after she goes to North. 21.
Wow. Dude, that's it, man.
Remember when she was like a junior?
Yeah, weren't they going on like high school trips and shit?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
And then she was looking at colleges.
Wow.
Now she's,
wow.
Wow.
Cats in the cradle.
Okay.
Silver spoon.
So she
turns. Boy in blue, the man in the moon.
She turns 21 the day after she goes back to North Carolina.
Hold on. Now he can tell her to go get booze. Here's $20. Go get me some ciders and Guinness.
The change.
All right. Here's $50.
Not much change.
That's true.
These days, back in my day.
Back in my day.
I remember handing a hobo $20 and he came back with a couple of sixers.
Oh,
do you remember when we were on a little walk and had a little to-go drink?
Yeah.
And then we just set it down next to some dude?
No, yeah, we were walking down from our apartment on top of my parents' house to the
bowling alley.
The bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
And I poured some real stiff Jack and Cokes, like, you know...
But we were
6 ounces of,
like a block from the bowling alley. There was still, it was like, ooh, nope, can't finish that.
There's a homeless dude's like, hey, got any change? And I was like, no, but you want this Jack and Coke? He's like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then we were walking back and that same homeless guy was passed out on the ground.
Yeah, we were like, oh, yep. That.
And I was like, you enjoy that, buddy? He's like, yeah, man.
You want to know what? That was me.
No, it wasn't.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
So I've researched some fancy cocktail bars to take her out to when I go down in May to move her out for summer. I'll provide documentation.
Mm.
What is the best cocktail you have ever had?
Ooh,
mm.
Fuck, that's a good question.
I have another question.
Andy, while I'm thinking about it, I listened to another podcast.
What? There's other podcasts?
There are. There's good ones, actually.
I know.
This one, maybe,
it's
isn't good. It's called The Sloppy Boys, and it's three stupid comedians, and they do a different cocktail every week, which is kind of interesting.
Drinking
are they sloppy because they're...
As by the end?
No. I'm not sure where the name came from. They used to be part of an improv group called the Birthday Boys, and I think it's a offshoot of that.
Okay.
And they're sort of a sister podcast to the Doughboys, which I've listened to.
I think I've heard of those ones.
Yep.
They've been around for a long time, but yeah. They're drinking Negronis and old fashions and shit. Mm-hmm.
I just, like the other week, I came across a guy on TikTok, and I think his shtick is trying different cocktails and seeing how many of them it takes to get to 0.08.
Mm. Okay.
And then he, so he's
how
like.
How many does it take? Like, I don't know.
So this was Long Island's. And it was two, got him to like 0.086.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then it was like 8 minutes of him just drunkenly rambling and like telling a story. And then he blows it again, but it's supposedly 15 minutes later. And he's like, it went down to try and figure out how, whatever, to go away. And So
I'm always, maybe this speaks to my profession. How accurately are these things measured?
Right.
Because is it like a little handheld guy that he's blown into?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think those are very accurate. I think there's a lot of error in them. So I don't really believe that.
Wait, are you saying that he is putting on a show?
Could be. He's doing it for entertainment purposes.
Only.
Yeah. The best cocktail I've ever had. John's peeing over there.
Mm-hmm. Pouring so many things.
Your pee has a lot of like head to it.
Dark. That's not a bad color.
I know it's been warm out, John. You got to start drinking water again. What's that?
What cocktail?
That drink around the corner from our house.
Oh, what is it called?
Oh, it had a
Do
good
they even
name.
Have it still
They
anymore?
Change up their menu so much.
Oh, and it's like the fancy, I think we've talked about like, do you have to watch them or not? But like,
yeah,
they're like fancy cocktails, but they're like, but we're cool, but we just happen to have fancy cocktails.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they're
have you not gone yet?
No.
I invited them out.
Yeah.
They're going to come out.
We got to.
During the day, one of these times.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about
it. During the day. We'll figure it out.
We'll get day drunk.
Our kids will be...
Well, we can get drunk. My wife won't.
Yeah.
But she can
drive me home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
But
we would drink for... If you want to get drunk, you don't get drunk there. It's one of those. Like, they're actual cocktails with like... But they're not sweet. I mean, I think they probably have sweet cocktails, but they have like crazy flavors, like good and like,
it's for the sophisticated palate.
But we're talking
but
about
also like I could go in my overalls.
Oh, okay, cool.
But like at a fancy cocktail bar, are you supposed to watch them do the cocktail?
That's
like,
part of it.
They're doing it, and I was telling Jamie she hasn't been to a strip club, but I was like, it feels like
a strip club.
It kind of feels like a strip club, like they're putting this on, and I'm like, I don't know where to look. Do I look at them in the eyes?
Are they looking at you in the eyes while they're shaking a drink?
I don't know.
Are they?
No, they're not looking in the eyes, but it's like a show.
Jamie, you've never been to a strip club?
No.
Huh.
But one time I was out with my friends at like Henry's 12th, and these guys came and sat with us because they thought we were the people they were supposed to meet up with.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, no, we're fucking not.
Yeah.
But when they did come, they were like, do you want to join the party? Anyway, it was just a private strip show.
Oh, wow.
So I saw that. That's my only experience.
Okay. I'm just
surprised. The lady had a tail.
Excuse me?
Yeah, like a little, like the size of like, just like the
You're
little,
not fucking with
I,
me?
No, I
she
saw
She had
it.
A little tail.
I saw it.
And she was stripping. That's a choice. That's a choice.
That's a gimmick.
Wow.
Use what you got, baby.
Is it, you pay Shake more for that tail?
I don't know.
Did you tuck a one under that little nub?
Mm-hmm. I did none of that. I did none of that. So that's my only experience.
Wow.
Okay. What is your go-to order if you're not feeling adventurous?
Wait. Can I back up? Is this still more questions from
That's
Andy?
This just from Andy. This is still from Andy.
Okay.
Your favorite cocktail.
Not load. This
well, I don't
now,
know.
Oh, did oh. you answer your favorite?
No.
Oh, your favorite.
I never got to talk to
Anyways,
no,
it was
it's
delicious.
Welcome to the Brooke Show.
Mm-hmm.
That one is, and it's not sidecar. We'll report back. We will report back. My current drink that I really am enjoying is there's a local distillery. Yeah. Freeland's.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottle looks like a raindrop.
Ooh.
Is there one around here?
No.
I love a fun container.
A raindrop, and it has like a naked lady, like her torso and arm reaching up with like some plants.
Okay.
And it's a Portland one. Anyway, they have a gin, but they call it forest gin.
Okay.
And it's just
stuff. Oh, we were making forage. That joke, right? From Forest Park?
Yeah, yeah. It's the stuff from Forest Park. So yeah. That gin, and then there's this elderflower, like this fancy tonic water that has this elderflower tonic water. Anyway, it's just really good. Just
so
like,
good.
Boom. I don't actually make the fancy ones.
Yeah, like the
big ass
like
ice cube. The big giant ice cube shaped into a diamond shape.
See, that's the thing. Like, I really don't care that much.
But that's part of like the experience of going to a fancy cocktail bar.
Yeah. Like that's what you're paying for. You're paying for the experience.
So I think you should sit and watch and enjoy it if you want.
No, it's weird when
the balance, but then it's like we're here together. No, I'll just tip them. I just want the, like, just seeing, I mean, it is cool seeing how it's made, but when it's a little bit dramatic, like, I'm sorry, do you need to pat the edge with leaves?
Yeah,
like, does that really change the flavor?
At four corners of
first, slap it on her wrist and then, like,
and then wave it away.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little much, but.
But then it's like, but with like a sour look on her face, like, you know. A ripped jean vest with a fuck you attitude. Like, watch me make your cool drink that you know is cool, but you can't say is cool.
Bitch. It might be this specific bartender that you have a gripe with. My favorite drink, well, it's not really a cocktail, but.
John nailed that one.
Yeah. Maybe you just don't like that chick.
Look at her, Brooks. No, she ain't got nothing on me.
Yeah.
Overalls.
So many pockets.
Overalls. Does she have this many pockets?
Jiggers everywhere.
Whoa.
In all the pockets.
This is the difference between a Friday night podcast and a Sunday night podcast.
Sunday
this
nights are sad because you have work tomorrow.
Yeah, and like, oh, I just had a bunch of fun and now I'm going to have to do a bunch of work. Now the fun is
it's starting.
The other side of this podcast.
I'm sure I've talked about it before, but when I was traveling in Frankfurt, Jamie, you'll appreciate this.
Yes, I've been to Frankfurt.
Germany?
In Germany.
East or west?
West. Yeah, it's west. It's close to France.
West Germany, born and raised. Food Lines is where I spent most of my days.
Food Lines?
Yeah.
I like it. If you can rhyme Gorbachev in there somewhere, tearing down this wall. Anyway, I drank some Apfelwein. And I was like, this shit rules. This is so good. I was really blown away. It's this hard cider.
Mm-hmm.
This was like 2006 or so.
Okay.
There wasn't really a lot of cider here in the States. Yeah. I call it the States because I'm very well traveled.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Here in the States. And I was like, holy shit, hard cider is good as hell. I mean, I think we had like kind of Mike's Hard Lemonade type ciders that were just super sweet, and I never enjoyed them. And then I had that
sugar water alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not sweet at all. And I liked it so much that we all started, you, me, and Pete started making it here.
Oh, okay.
Because you can't buy it.
Yeah.
So we were like really ahead of the cider trend. We're really, tastemakers, trendsetters.
Yeah, flavor setters.
Yeah, absolutely. Because like a non-sweet cider is really good.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing that I think I do really appreciate about this place is, like, it is a
melting pot.
I was gonna say oral experience, but that's
it's an oral experience.
It's an adventure in your mouth. Help me out. I'm not finding the right word. Like really, there is like neat flavors and like visuals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's literally like around the corner from my house.
I think that shit really starts. You appreciate it a lot as you get older.
Yes.
When you're a kid, you're just like, give me all the sugar you can possibly give me.
Yeah.
And as you age, you're like, I don't really want sweet shit.
Because your taste buds have died off.
Yeah, exactly. I need something kind of funky and strange that has a powerful, strong taste.
Yeah. Well, and I think like
get my motor running
with different ages. Like at first you're exploring like, oh, what are all these different things, mm-hmm. you know? And then like you've tried it and you kind of start narrowing down like, oh, I like this thing. And then it's neat to like explore that thing.
Yeah.
You know, like the whiskeys or whatever. This does not have to be answered right now because I know you still have more of Andy's email. Is that right?
You got a PS and then.
Oh.
But I just think, have you done like, because his daughter's turning 21, like 21 drink stories?
Oh, shit.
That would be a good topic. Dude,
Andy, you got to take her out and get those terrible shots.
No, like punishment good shots.
I was no. like,
we could, we should hear, I want to hear
oh.
your our stories.
Okay. Well,
but we can do the PS first. My ears are starting to hurt.
PS.
You gotta develop those.
Counts. I think I wrote an email and
you're
actually
not a real podcaster until your ears bleed.
I'm not a Christian. Fuck. I'm never gonna be real.
I think I wrote an email and accidentally deleted it.
Oh,
because
no.
I can't find no record of it existing.
Maybe you had a it was a
it was
dream.
A dream.
Maybe I hallucinated it.
Could be.
Ooh.
I'm sure it was fantastic.
Was that the PS?
That was a PS.
Oh.
Speaking of hallucinating, Tanya woke me up last night at like 1. She was looking for her phone. She's like, wakes me up. She's like, have you seen my phone? And I just stare at her and then close my eyes and go back to sleep. I offered no help. And I barely remembered it. She brought it up today. I was like, oh, yeah, I had a weird dream where you woke me up.
Did she need her phone? Or was
she found it. Okay. It was under her bed. We've sleep divorced.
Yeah.
You know, because.
Also, you're in your mom's.
Yeah, I'm at my yeah. mom's. it was not, under not, the bed and it was on vibrate. Time. No, it really isn't.
Yeah, because you weren't in the bed.
But yeah, I just looked at her and closed my eyes. I can offer no help.
There's definitely been times where Jamie says stuff to me while I'm sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And then like later.
Do you remember that last
night? But then I remember after she tells me.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like.
Like,
oh.
I asked you to do something.
Why the fuck didn't you do
Why
it?
Why the fuck didn't you do it? I'm like, oh, yeah, you did ask me to do that thing. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, we were supposed to go to my sister's house or whatever. Huh?
8:53.
You got to go?
Oh.
How long have you been?
We had another 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, so 21st birthday stories.
Yeah, 21st birthday stories. I'll go first.
Of our
it was my idea.
21st birthday?
Well, yeah,
when you go out to drink for the first
time. Yeah. So I have like multiple.
Uh-huh.
Are you older than your friend group? No, you're younger.
I'm April.
Yeah.
So like.
Hey, middle of the pack. Right?
Middle of the pack. So like some of my like closest friends, like Christina's earlier in the year, which is sweet because then you get the hookup.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then sorry, older dude that we let hang out.
Stop we don't need
him.
You anymore.
We don't need See, you anymore.
But, hey, you guys haven't called me to hang out anymore.
That's what happened to those guys?
Bitch.
Where do they end up?
Well, some of the guys that we knew, like, they stayed in touch with him. He was like a bus driver. Huh. I don't know. He's just driving a bus.
But I mean, that's like, that's an unsung hero, right? That creep who hangs around 18-year-old chicks to buy him booze.
Buy booze.
He's like 24.
To the credit of ours, he was like, way nerdy enough, like
okay,
we good. Would just
you picked
tell the boys
one.
And they we called them the boys. We had to demasculate them
yes,
because
course.
They were trying to grow up and that so we would tell the boys what to order for us.
Right. I like how you still call them the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. We're 40. Yeah,
diminish them.
Yeah.
It's important to keep them down.
They have like gray beard in their beards now and they're still the boys.
I have gray in my hair.
Fuck, I got
we should coming in. I should do a reunion. Anyway. Okay, I wasn't even thinking about this one. I like went out with a small friend group to like a McMenamin's in Eugene.
Nice.
And ordered a lemon drop.
Oh, hey, good choice.
That was my, it was like, okay, like, and I'm sure I did some like, like what should I order? So I think that was like actual like on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of awkward because it was like, anyway, like, I don't even know if I, anyway, it was like, I don't always like getting friends together from different friend groups.
Then
it's like, it's not the most like relaxing time because you're like trying to, you know, get these different friend people or whatever. Right. And it was just, I think maybe it was different too from what we were talking about earlier. Like not everybody could go out. Was that only the people over 21?
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, okay, who's 21 now that can go out?
Right.
You know, okay, this group from this friend group, these people from this friend group.
Should there be a law that, like, if 8 out of 9 people in the group are 21, you can get like one in.
one in.
Or 1 out of 10.
We're watching.
Yeah. 1 out of 5, maybe.
All right, you can go.
Which I won't name names, but a frequent podcaster on this.
Do it, you coward.
She's probably said it.
Oh, your sister?
We all went out. No.
Oh.
No.
Kirsten.
Oh, Kirsten.
Kirsten. We went.
You said she. That narrows it down.
It does narrow quite a bit. There's what, 3, 4?
My wife.
5. Your sister.
My sister.
Kirsten.
When I feel like we've had too many bros on in a row, I'm like, we gotta get.
Is that why I'm here?
No, yep. That's usually
fucking
when Lindsay
call me the highest fruit, but that's, I'm no, the I'm lowest. Saying that's I am the that's, lowest.
Hey, no, highest.
Lindsay's the lowest.
My sister. Stay down, Lindsay.
Stay down, Lindsay.
So we went out with Kirsten, and because how much older am I than her?
Oh yeah, Kirsten's
4 years
than you. She's 2 years old younger than you. No,
she's
a year younger.
A year younger.
Anyway, she was the only one that wasn't of age, and we went out, and she had a fake ID.
Oh wow.
Yeah, but I think it was her first time using it. And we went to the place where you, like, put the peanuts on the floor, and they had all these tropical drinks. And they had just the drink menu just fucking written up all over. And, you know, she got nervous and ordered something fucking random. And it was, like, weird and gross. And, you know, like,
that
something
sucks.
That nobody
She's
really
like,
orders.
I'll take the peanut butter.
Yeah, it was something
blah.
Peanut butter.
Oh, no.
I know.
She's
but,
like, I don't know.
But she did it.
They called.
She did it.
And they were like, let me see that ID of yours.
Really? It was so
out
there that they were like, wait a minute.
What? Was it?
Yeah.
I don't actually. All I remember. And then I just felt that it wasn't.
But that wasn't your 21st.
Well, it's mostly
because. No, that was not my 21st.
It's mostly because she appears so young.
Sophisticated.
And youthful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, of course. Love you, Kirsten.
I know. That I was like, man, balls.
When my birthday's in August, so I was like a lot younger than. Mm-hmm. All my classmates. So by the time I turned 21, they were all kind of like over it. Duh. Not over it, but it wasn't like a big deal. And it was probably in the middle of the week. So I remember going to the convenience store and buying like a 6-pack of, I think I bought Sparks. Remember Sparks?
Yeah.
Were they the bottle?
The orange.
Had caffeine in it.
They were like caffeinated. Malt alcohol? Beverage.
Oh, malt, wow.
Malt rock stars.
Yeah. They were alcoholic rock stars.
They're not.
And I was like, these are gross.
You can't buy them like that anymore.
No, it's illegal. But then later I ended up going to the bar. We used to go to a place out in Troutdale called the Skyland. Mm-hmm. And I paid their rent for a while out there. We used to go there all the time. And this was, you know, back in my day.
Back in my day.
You could smoke in the bar.
Oh, yeah.
And we would just smoke fucking packs and packs and packs of cigarettes.
We're big boys now.
Yeah, we're grown-ups. And
I can smoke.
But when I was 21, it was in fashion to buy, like, these shitty prank drinks for people or shots.
Oh, yeah.
So
there
was stuff like That's cement right. mixer, which is Bailey's and lime juice.
Oh, no.
And you take a shot and it, like, congeals in your mouth. Because there's milk in Bailey's, I guess.
Yeah.
Or there was the Three Wise Men, which was, what, Jack Daniels, Jose Cuervo. And
you would order these?
Jim Beam.
Yeah.
You'd buy it for your buddy.
At a bar.
As a prank. And he has to drink this terrible drink.
There was
because we were boys.
You...
This is shit that boys do.
Yeah.
It was.
I think because I was just in college. I don't know. I didn't go to bars that much just because I didn't have the money.
Yeah, that too.
It was Kaz's birthday.
Uh-huh.
Chris
Happy
Kaz.
Birthday, Chris.
Just turned 39 years old also.
Such
and
a pup.
Old man.
And we went out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Fun. Yeah, I don't think you've even told me much about it.
And we're just hanging out, shooting the
and
shit.
You better not tell her.
Hey, what happens at Decibel stays at Decibel.
Milwaukee, baby. Shout out.
Yeah. Milwaukee.
And you know, we're all older now, we're casually drinking, but still being rowdy at the bar.
We were seated outside. It was on those beautiful weather days.
Good.
So there was a group text, and I don't know how the joke started, but Anders, past guest, was like, oh, you should all wear Hawaiian shirts as like a joke.
Uh-huh.
Because we're all like fuddy-duddy dads or whatever. I don't know.
Got to make the dads feel bad because I'm jealous. Oh,
sorry. So we all ended up wearing Hawaiian shirts. And coincidentally, we show up and it was fucking tiki night anyway. So we just look like huge dorks who are like big fans of that bar.
Yeah.
And dressed up accordingly. And anyway, we got to sit outside and I don't know, there were like six, seven of us.
But, so sweet.
But I've been drinking with these fellas for 20 years.
Sure, yeah.
Now. Oh man, it has been, huh?
And our buddy Dave, who's been on the podcast, he doesn't drink anymore.
Good.
But I remember his thing was going out and ordering those fucking terrible shots.
Oh yeah.
And there was one, it was like the worst tequila. And then a ton of Tabasco sauce.
Like fire on the mountain. Was that what it was?
Maybe. I thought it was like probably something derogatory towards Mexicans. Oh, probably the name of
it's probably racist.
No, that tracks.
I don't remember exactly. But
I mean, Dave is a terrible racist.
But it was like, he loved ordering those drinks for other people and having us take it and
waste
drinking
money.
Lots of.
Yeah, it was a waste of money, but
I have money. Look what I can do.
I'd fucking drink those things.
Yeah, free alcohol.
Free alcohol. Free alcohol. I ain't getting turned down.
Tabasco sauce.
I do remember that one. Yeah, that one was bad. I don't like Tabasco. I like hot sauce. Tabasco, I think, tastes bad.
I don't like it either. I like Chipotle Tabasco.
I remember what was like the 7-Up? Or like, it was something dropped in 7-Up.
Oh. Well, there's a Flaming Dr. Pepper, which is actually super good.
Yeah, that's what I think.
There's also
Amaretto.
Yeah. Oh, I have. When's the last time I had Amaretto? That used to be. I know.
No, thank you.
I was delivered.
That's probably what I haven't had.
There's a German chocolate cake. I forget what that's made out of, but it tastes really good.
Of course, we talked about this at the birthday party. The Irish car bomb.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Incredibly insensitive.
Yeah.
It's like calling a drink the 9/11.
Oh. I never even processed that. I just thought like, because you drop it in, like that's the bomb.
Yeah. Well, there were a lot of, a lot of domestic terrorism in Ireland. And oh, car bomb.
And I never, still call.
I haven't done one for a while. I guess
I don't know.
I guess that goes back towards like our earlier thing we were saying that our drink tastes have become more sophisticated.
Yeah, I haven't had one.
We don't have to just have weird ass shit that we gotta swallow before it congeals in our mouth.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, when was the last time you drank Jägermeister?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No.
No, that's not.
Nobody drinks that shit.
I was down in when I was 21, I picked up a bottle of Jägermeister.
Oh,
That was like a fucking prize, too.
When I was visiting my
brother. Look what I can do.
I was visiting my brother Ryan in New Mexico, and he was like living in New Mexico, being a Sikh, hanging out with all these Sikh folks.
You just always go visit him being dry, and you would drink.
At Trader Joe's, they sold booze.
Oh, right.
I got a bottle of Jägermeister.
That's an Oregon thing.
New treats
at Trader Joe's. Oh, boy.
Trader Jaeger. Oh, boy. And I brought this to...
I miss that, Jim. Should do that again.
I brought this to a... I bought a bottle and I brought it to like a potluck with a bunch of his Sikh buddies. And I put it in the middle of like hummus, lentils and rice,
homemade.
Jägermeister. And, you know, surprise, surprise, I was the only one drinking that Jägermeister.
Oh, weird.
Ew, you were the only...
I was at a party.
I didn't drink very much of it.
Okay.
I had like two of them and I was like,
good. I was at a house party in college in Monmouth. You know, big party town.
Wait, isn't Monmouth dry?
Yeah, but Independence next door is not.
I know. So that's why you were at a house party.
Yeah.
Go on.
And we were all getting hammered at it was an apartment. And apartment party.
Woo.
I mean, hey, I was in college, right?
Yeah.
And like two doors down, there was another apartment also having a party, you know, a college kid.
Yeah.
And I went over with a handle of HRD vodka and I was like pouring shots.
Okay. You know,
fucking life of the party.
Yeah.
We're all taking shots, getting fucking hammered. HRD is Hood River Distillery, which makes...
That's what it stands for?
Yes. It makes the world's cheapest and worst vodka.
Is it actually Hood from Hood River?
Yeah.
If they called it Hood River Distillery, I bet, like,
more people...
we'd still buy it if they changed up the bottle.
Made it look cool.
But, like, nice I mean, it's just, like, pure alcohol.
And it tastes like hairspray. It's fucking awful.
Like, what can you even mix it with?
Nothing. Nothing, like, makes it taste
like
good.
That just makes me feel like I'm 18.
I don't know if they even make it anymore. They probably got shot.
I'll look next time. I haven't... It's, I can't
it comes remember. In a big plastic bottle, last so you know it's quality.
Last time I went to a liquor store... I went to school the next day, and a student was like, Mrs. Lyle, were you at blah, 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 blah? I was like,
how do you know?
Yeah. She's like, I was driving by, and I saw you going to the liquor store.
Oh, it's weird your students can drive.
No, she was with her parents. She's
okay.
It's okay. My mom's a teacher. I understand. I don't even drink them.
Anyway, we're all doing shots, and I fucking threw up in their kitchen sink, and then I left.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, HRD, yeah.
It always ends up with, so my 21st birthday.
I fucking filled up that sink, dude. It was a ton of bars. So much
HRD. Did you use the, at least?
No, just fucking Irish exit. I was gone.
Boom.
My 21st birthday was in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I had a little house party, because a lot of my friends were, still 20.
Not 21. This is before we were together. I had nothing to do with you yet.
Sure.
We
started dating, ever. You know, three months later.
Yep. Let him grow up a little bit first.
April, May. Mm-hmm. She let me get over being 21.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that. Mm-hmm.
And
you had a lot of, you know, seeds to sow.
Ew. No.
I had 2 months of.
Ew.
So I had like a neighborhood.
I like how you're repulsed by your husband.
No.
Gross.
I think your parents probably came to the... We had like a barbecue in the backyard.
I remember your brother Simon's 21st birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't come to your... But that tracks that my parents came to your 21st birthday.
Like, it was everybody from the neighborhood. All the parents came by and dropped off cards.
That's how we would do things. You had a big party, and it was just a neighborhood party plus whoever you...
Whatever. And then invited. And then we... And then, like, the 21-year-olds and my... Like, a couple of my brothers and, like, friends of his...
Mm-hmm.
Or like friends of them, we all went up to the apartment on the third floor, and I think
were you living there yet?
I was living up there.
Okay,
and so I your think house? I was, yeah. I think there was probably 50 people up there in this one bedroom apartment.
I gotta see this apartment someday. Oh. Also, it's cute you call you it should. An apartment.
No, it's like it's pretty cool. I mean, it's pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like in my mind, it does not look like it could hold.
No, because you have like
It's half raccoons.
So right? Imagine like a square house, but they dormered out every side.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like
it's like the shape of a cross.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
Greek cross where it's equal.
Yeah.
I mean, you have like a full
a plus sign
area, a plus sign.
But I don't know.
One side's thinner. I just learned the curly bracket is called a brace, which maybe I relearned it.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, brace.
And this was prime, my oldest brother.
I always like the epsilon, the sum.
So satisfying.
And it's got like the little numbers underneath.
The one that goes up.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. And then you write underneath into the side. You're so smart because nobody else can zero. Fucking understand it. Yeah. Yes. Go on.
You nerds.
It's all Greek to me.
But my oldest brother, who was an alcoholic, this is before he stopped drinking, and we were partying hard.
Right.
And he had some friends over, and we were drinking Hennessy. We were drinking Hennessy up there. But
he was there too?
Yeah, he was there. He came up for my birthday party.
That's
sweet. And then.
Wasn't he like 30?
And then admitted himself to, he was 35 at the time.
Yeah,
he went to a rehab like
the next day,
a couple months later.
Oh. Really?
Like right later. When we started going together. That's true.
So that's got to kind of fuck with you as a new drinker. I mean, of course you drank underage a little.
But not as much as like most people. Like you didn't start drinking until you were out of high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't drink until I was out of high school either.
No, me neither.
It wasn't until
we're all nerds.
Yeah.
Hey man, that bear told me it was bad. The dare bear.
The dare bear.
Yeah.
All advice Brooks has gotten.
I never thought about that though.
What?
Oh. just like, yeah, that right when you were coming of age.
Like, that's pretty, that's an aggressive thing to happen. Yeah, it makes a ton of sense and is an amazing thing for a 35-year-old to do. Good. Yeah. You know, I'm very supportive of that. But as a 21-year-old, weren't you like, what the fuck? Or
I was, or I mean, I knew.
You knew?
I knew.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is too deep.
Okay.
So
Where's the funnies?
So hey, I turned my hot tub back on.
So I blacked
Congratulations.
Out. So I blacked out at like 9:30. This thing started at 3.
Oh, yeah.
In the afternoon.
Like as a whole. So it like moved on up and you were blacked out by 9.
And I was blacked out by 9:30
right.
in my bedroom, in my bed. Mm-hmm. And then I wake up at like 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
just like.
Fine.
Still wasted.
Oh.
And stumble out into the living room and like there's probably like 12 people sitting on the floor watching Jackass.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Because yeah. I had my DVDs going.
Ooh.
Know, one of those
DVDs. Speaking of.
Oh, hey, anyway, we can't. Should we do
we
it?
We don't have time for it. We'll do it real fast. It's a fast segment. I forgot last time.
Guess that DVD.
Okay,
can I guess too?
Let's let Jamie do this because you share a house with this man.
Okay, but I'm also really bad at names, so
I wasn't saying
okay, don't look.
Just descriptions of movies.
I'm reading the back of a DVD cover. Please chime in when you know what it is.
Shiny and covered in.
All right, Brooks, let your wife have a first stab at it.
Yeah,
can
let
I
me
ding
have
in
a stab, Brooks.
Just when I know it.
I'll yeah, ding in when you know it, and then we'll keep going until Jamie. One of the most popular movie comedies of all time. Also the film that made John Belushi a star.
This isn't.
What? Jamie?
Not Animal House.
It is Animal House.
Booyah! Oh. I watched Animal House in the fucking dorms that they were filmed in.
Oh, that's
Animal
cool. House. Yeah.
And we paused it and it was like exactly.
The building?
No, like the dorm room was
the
same
the interior?
As the dorm. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I went to U of O, dude.
I know you did. Fucking shut up about it. Shit. Fucking University of Nike. All right.
Yeah.
Don't look. You will not get this one, Jamie.
I'll look now.
Fuck, I need some reading glasses.
From that DVD.
From the director of Naked Gun.
Oh, no.
Comes a side-splitting comedy of professional sports starring.
Basketball.
God damn it.
Ding, 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 ding.
I didn't know it was directed by the same guy who did Naked Gun. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. That's, you got one more over there?
One more. We always do three.
Dumb.
Nominated for 7 Oscars.
Oh, shit.
Including Best Picture and winner of 2. Blah, 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 blah. Thriller combines first-rate cast. A dazzling mix of mirth and malice. Blah, 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 blah. Unusual kidnapping plot that unveils the Midwest like never before.
Fargo.
How do you know this shit? How do you know it? I didn't even.
This is what he knows.
You said Midwest, and
fucking goddamn, I don't
got an Oscar.
And I saw it in your hands.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
not.
Well, yeah, Jamie's a cheater, but Brooks just has a.
This no, this it took me years to realize he was quoting Simpsons to me. They weren't original ideas or thoughts. It was just fucking quotes all the time.
Why do you keep saying dough?
No.
No. Well,
cowabunga? Wait, did you come
up
with that?
I have 2 more 21st birthday stories because I feel like the stories we all told were like friend stories.
Uh-huh.
So I got to go out like with my parents. So my stepmom took me out with like her girlfriends. Like a fancy cocktail place.
That's incredibly bizarre to me as a Mormon.
Oh, I never thought about that.
You don't drink with your parents. Drinking bad.
Drinking bad. You don't show
drinking
them
bad.
That.
Sin.
You bad.
Hide. Hide. Hide.
You bad. Hide.
Yeah.
Fire.
Go to your friend's you house. Hide. Record a podcast. Do it.
You know, I still just go, I'm going to Brooks, and I don't tell my mom what I'm doing, and I just fucking walk out the door.
I don't
Bible
say nothing.
Study.
And then June's like, have nothing. Fun at your podcast. I'm like, you fucking rat.
No, is podcast bad?
Podcast?
No, but I don't want
to
explain
listen?
What I'm doing. And she's,
tell your
can I listen?
So my parents paid for my booze.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what happens when you don't have religion.
Wow.
That's more fun.
A sinful heathen life.
No, but then you get to do solstice. It's cool. But so I remember I got like an avocado drink. Anyway, I felt pretty cool.
Gross.
It was like I forget what the name of the place was, but it was kind of like a fancy cocktail place. And so it was cool because they all ordered different things and let me try them. And I felt like it was kind of a rite of passage thing.
Nice.
And then my dad took me to, what's the name, Brooks?
Huber's.
Yeah. See, it's so nice having a husband because you don't.
Restaurant. Go on.
Guess that restaurant.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah. So I highly recommend having a husband. You don't have to store all your memories in your own brain. You just store half of them in there and it just works out.
But you got to.
There's a lot of extra space.
So if you have not been, he holds DVD information and my extra memories. If you have not been to Huber's, that's where they have like the bartenders do the fancy flaming Spanish coffees.
Oh, the one downtown?
Yeah. The one downtown with the like fancy.
Yep.
And so my dad brought me. We sat at the bar. He explained all the different alcohols to me, like what they were made out of.
That's cool.
And we got to watch them do the fancy drink. And
your dad's cool.
He's really cool.
I like your dad.
He's really cool. And he's getting his beard back.
Good.
He's looking, you can tell it's like, he's just ready to go. He just needs his body to finish.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Good.
But yeah, so that was pretty sweet. And I feel like, I don't remember if I did anything specific with my mom, but I do know, like, before I was 21, she had read somewhere that your kids are less likely to, like, binge drink if you, teach them how to drink. So
Absolutely. There
was an awkward, like, here, I bought this two things. Which one do you want to drink with me? So you know what alcohol is like.
Right. Yeah.
Which I then refused to drink. I was like, I am not going to drink that. We are not doing this.
I think.
This reminds me of you making me put a condom on a banana. I'm not doing this.
You did that as a kid?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that.
And then I would not eat the banana. No more bananas.
And then my parents made me eat the banana. It's better to figure out
how it works now than in the moment.
Cut to 8 years later. I'm over at your house when you were still living at your mom's when you were just got back from college, mm-hmm. and I wrote my name on one of the bananas
with my
fingernail, and it like bruised spelling my name.
Yeah.
And
I bit it.
Just fun little John fact there.
Ooh, tell us about a banana.
The day that it was like an assembly, a sex ed assembly.
Oh,
With the banana, the condom, you had to sign a permission slip to.
Because you were Mormon?
No, just the school was like, hey, it was cool.
Hey, we're going to talk about what everybody does.
And my parents were like, no.
Wait.
So really? I stayed in the history class with like three other fucking weirdos. And we watched like an hour of the movie Glory, which is like a Civil War film. And I was like, okay.
What are they talking about? Yeah, I'm never going to find out.
I'll never know how to use a condom or ever eat a banana.
Oh. Anyways, let's, Jamie?
Yeah.
Jamie.
Happy spring break.
Spring break! Overalls.
Overalls.
And new overalls. How they go through the podcast?
They're good. They're good. My ears are ready to be done with these headphones.
This shit's dumb. Let's be done.
We only need them for the...
Bye-bye.
Oh, she's out. She's gone.
You can take them off. We love you all.
I love you.
And,
Love and harmony.
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything cool to say.
No.
Enjoy every pocket you have. Be grateful for whatever you put in your pocket. Zippers, man. Motherfucker. Thank you, zippers.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.